Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
You are banned from YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, right?
Yes.
Why do you think they chose to ban you?
Well, I know why.
Well, tell me why, please.
They say I got banned over Pizzagate and over Sandy Hook. None of that's true. They all got together and they decided that I needed to be taken off the internet because I was too dangerous. And that I was the guy that got Trump elected. And then they said a bunch of other fake stuff. And they said that I said nobody died at Parkland at the shooting last year.
Well, what do you feel about Sandy Hook?
But that's my right to
say. What do you feel about Sandy Hook?
Oh, I think mass shootings do happen.
But what do you feel about Sandy Hook particularly?
The internet did not believe it happened. I covered
what
people.
What do you feel about Sandy Hook is my question. I'm a diverse individual.
All of this shit is real.
Everybody's like, what is it? Is he a family man? Is he a trapper? Is he a ladies man? I'm all of it. All of it. I beat your ass, kiss your girl, and go tuck my kids in. And then I show up and lead a march on the weekend.
It's all real. Real, real.
This is Expeditiously. I am Tip T.I. Harry. The following experience is not a test. The conversations and stories expressed on this podcast are meant to be an expression of purpose and truth. This show, entitled properly Expeditiously, is a free exchange of ideas and opinions with no judgment, no preconceived beliefs, and no fear. You're encouraged to share your thoughts and ask questions as long as it's done with respect. We believe it is through true love and respect for others that we will have an opportunity to change the world and speak truth to power. And we're going to do that one show at a time. Now, this is Expeditiously. I'm your host, T.I.P. I really want to know. So you did sneak into Bahamian Grove.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what's back there?
Well, it's a 2,700-acre beautiful redwoods.
2,700 acres.
And it looks like Yosemite. It's the biggest redwoods you've ever seen, but there's not tourists. And
what would be the purpose for such a facility or for such a...
Well, the history's known. Mark Twain and others, when they were in San Francisco, bought the land and set it up as an artist retreat. It was very, very liberal. And then William Howard Taft, right around the turn of the last century, about 120 years ago, they came in and bought it. The president bought it with a consortium.
Right. Did they buy it with the American public's money?
No. Just a bunch of robber barons bought it.
Okay, gotcha.
And then they threw out a lot of the artists but kept some of them.
Okay.
And then it was just a place to, you know, let their hair down and do all sorts of stuff. And
also stuff, just give me an idea.
You know, even back then, there was, gay stuff going on, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And sex.
Because I want to.
But they'd also, down the road, they built a whole camp and stuff where they wouldn't let the women in, but they'd ship in a bunch of hookers. And then they put a railway into it.
So orgies and stuff.
Orgies, yeah.
All right, cool. And I ain't really got no real big problem.
But then over time, they brought a German death cult over, same one they have at Skull and Bones. And
Skull and Bones, the Bilderberg Group and such.
Yeah, and which those are, a German chancellor came out, and he wrote a book, Men in Power, is a Political Retrospective.
Right.
For the name of the Prime Minister, my brain's failing. Mm-hmm. But it's political. Men in Power is a Political Retrospective.
All right.
He said, we have our own rituals in Germany, but we really like the ones we do out there.
Right.
And so by the turn of the, not this century, but the century before, about 120 years ago, it became super elite. Back then, it still took a few weeks to go across the country from D.C. or New York. So they'd stay sometimes a whole month once they got there.
Okay.
And so the robber barons, the most rich people, and you know the Rockefellers, all of them started going there. And then they started doing druidic and Germanic rituals and reportedly even human sacrifice there. And then kids started disappearing in the area. It was being reported, over 100 years ago, that kids were missing quite a bit. That they were
missing children seemed to be
the threat.
A repetitive narrative.
Yep.
So it seems like children or innocents are the fuel to this.
Just like in the new Skeksis Netflix thing that's excellent. So I got contacted by a reporter with Channel 4. And he said, I've got people that work there and they want it to be exposed, but we can't have the liability. And I know you've snuck into some places, done some investigative reporting on some military drills that we're practicing to round people up and stuff. We've, you know, if we got you a ticket and got you, you know, the inside deal, you can still get arrested by the Secret Service because presidents and people go there. But will you sneak in? And I said, yes.
So you were prompted by like a facility or like a group.
Yes. And it turns out.
Who was this group again?
Turns out it was the Democrats, basically. because Bohemian Grove is mainly Republican.
Okay. Go ahead. Let's go.
And so I'm like, I mean, I'm 45 now. This was in 2000. So, I mean, I was a lot younger.
Okay.
And I later learned I was set up. So I sneak in. I get in there. Secret Service questions me. I've been given passcodes to what club I'm in, but still they act suspicious. So I climb under one of these houses, log cabins, until it gets dark. Because I'm supposed to be there on July 15th to catch the cremation of care, a mock human sacrifice of a child in front of this giant owl that also doubles as a giant bull, Moloch, where they sacrifice kids and entire in the Middle East. So it's so
that owl represents the sacrifice of children.
Yes. Well, and Moloch's also
the same owl that is present in Adult Swim, the same owl that is present even in OVO for Drake and his record label. But that owl, you saying, whether it is knowingly or unbeknownst to the person who uses it, it represents the sacrifice of children.
Well, any symbol could have multiple uses, but it is in the National Press Club symbol, and the press has also gone there secretly, so it's part of them being compromised. And yes, the reason they worship the owl in that particular form, because it can mean nothing in Greek mythology, knowledge and things like that, is that the owl is a bird of prey. America is a bald eagle. And you know, Iran is an eagle, and you know, everybody likes eagles. Okay, because it's up there, can see, it's smart, it, you know, but it, right. you can't see it. The owl's, the great horned owl is bigger than the bald eagle. It'd kill one. I mean, it's meaner than hell. It's got big old eyes, and it can see in the dark. So, see, it's got knowledge. It can see you like special forces, but you can't see it. They've got a 50-foot-tall stone one, and they bring a child to it, and then they have the priest all out in front of it.
Did you see it bring a – did you see a child?
Yeah, they brought a child in effigy in
and
burned
it. You saw that?
Yeah, I hid out. I crawled out, but then later I learned what happened.
Wait a minute. Whoa. So you actually hid out, you looked, and you saw a child be brought to a 50-foot statue of an owl.
Well, they said it was a mock child, but yes.
They said it was a mock child.
But the thing is, a child? They put all their troubles on the child, and then the deity, and at that time, Walter Cronkite was still alive, he did the voice. So we're in the church, out under the redwoods, around this little pond. They're in front of it.
It was people who broke in with you?
No, there's all the members are watching.
But you said we. You said we were.
No, we're all there. I'm there with the people watching it.
And but you're in hiding.
No, I've come out at night. I get in during the day. They question me. It's still 3 hours till night. I cover it all in my film, Dark Secrets, Inside Bohemian Grove. It's free online.
All right.
There's another one called Order of Death that has the latest. And again, people can find it all free. They've tried to take it off YouTube.
So you snuck into Bohemian Grove. You were basically caught and questioned and allowed to stay to witness a ritual.
I was about to say, you're really smart, or did you do your homework? Because well, you're both. I didn't understand this till later.
Okay.
So yes, I'm given a passcode.
All right.
I think when the Secret Service questions me, that I acted confident they just let me do it. But the truth was, they were just going through checking everybody, and they had the head sheriff there and everything. They were looking at me, and they let me go.
Mm-hmm.
I climb up underneath a log cabin, wait till it gets dark. Mm-hmm. Starting to get dark. I come out. They're all feasting under these giant redwood trees.
Feasting? What do you mean? What were they eating?
They're all at big, huge picnic tables under giant redwoods, like a cathedral.
But what were they eating?
Like prettier than any national park you've seen. I don't know. I mean, they're out there eating steaks, whatever. I'm not getting down there with them. I come down out of the hills.
You didn't see what they were eating. Do you know that they weren't eating children?
No. This is all archetypal. Okay. This is only the first gate because they bring thousands of guests to this. There's about 1,000 members. They bring about 1,000 guests.
It's 2,700 acres. So.
But let me expand on that.
It's the size of a fucking capital city.
Yeah. And so it's a mock human sacrifice, they say.
Mock human.
Well, and I'll describe that.
Wait a minute. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break from the show, expeditiously, to talk about something that everyone should care about. And I'm talking about sex. Okay, now, most of you motherfuckers probably don't have the luxury of just stumbling through life being as glorious as I am sexually and just passing my blessings down to my wife. But the thing about sex, right? I think it's the cornerstone to every healthy relationship, and not just a healthy marriage, like a healthy relationship. If you're going to actually commit yourself to being faithful to one person, then you have to have your sexual urges tended to. Everybody can agree to that. But everybody asks, but Tip, how can I do that? I have the answer for you. You can try the chewables from BlueChew.com. Now, I ain't tried this shit myself, but I'm going to tell you what they say. They say Blue Chew offer men like you who need it most a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Most of you motherfuckers don't just wake up in the morning and go out and piss excellence the way I do. So, hey, you need Blue Chew a lot more than you think. The first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but chewables work faster so you can get to the bedroom and turn up ASAP. Here's a great deal. If you're gonna try Blue Chew, you gotta visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code TIP. Just pay $5 shipping and handling, and that's it, okay? Blue Chew. That's BlueChew.com, promo code TIP. Chew it and do it. Who would find it necessary to mock a human sacrifice?
Well, sure, mock has that meaning as well, but mock means simulated.
Okay, who would have it useful to them and beneficial to them?
It's like a mock-up.
To simulate.
Well, they're doing it to see if the guests they've brought are into it.
Huh?
But the members are really getting off on it and going, ha, 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 while they do it, and then they bring in a Hearst. They bring in a
so that must mean that that
they bring
there.
A they bring a so wagon drawn a black wagon
yeah.
with a child in yeah. a coffin,
okay, and then a live child.
They no it's an image. I was 150 yards away.
Okay.
In the woods watching this.
Okay.
With the people down below me.
But wait, you were 150 yards away in the woods.
This is like watching a devil worshiper movie where the kids climb over the hill and watch a human sacrifice.
I understand it.
So this really happened.
I understand that's what you're describing. I'm just trying to clarify for my own understanding. Listen, so you're saying you were 150 yards away hiding in the woods watching a mock sacrifice.
Yes.
Of
simulated.
A simulated sacrifice of a child in a black wagon brought in a casket. All right. I understand that part. Now, what I'm trying to say is earlier you said you were questioned.
Yes.
Okay. So you said you were questioned before the sun went down. Okay. So if you were questioned before the sun went down, how did you end up then 150 yards away in the woods still watching?
That's a good question. I mean, I made the film. There's two films. They're free online. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Remember, this is shot from a little hidden camera. You know, it's color back then.
I know that, but I got you here, so I don't need to watch the film. I can just ask you
here
what happened. Were you pursued? Like,
well, I was about to tell you. Some Hispanic gentlemen ride by on a Cushman work cart. They whistle at me. And they say, oh, yeah, they start laughing, going, you know, there's one of the, you know, basically, you know, there's one of the prostitutes. I was good looking back then. Yeah, because, I mean, I was like, you know, 27 years old.
What I'm saying is, listen, they didn't pursue you for being a bogey?
They didn't know. I get in, I get out, I see some guys, something would happen, whistle at me. Okay,
because it's a very at you in the wilderness.
No. It's roads in these woods. So you get in, you get past a checkpoint. Down here is where the owl is.
So you're basically like hiding behind a stop sign.
No, I'm just walking like I own the place.
Walking. Like
dudes walk by and whistle at me and tell me they want to have sex with me.
Okay.
Okay. I get up to the top of the hill.
Okay.
A sheriff. The sheriff, later learned, walks up with Secret Service and they say, "Who are you with?" And I said, "I'm here with the I'm here with the hillbillies," and that's actually the camp and the group of the Bushes. I figured I have a Texas accent. They go, "Really?" I go, "Yeah." So I go on up. All of a sudden, I go down a little side road. I see a police car drive by. I say, "I better hide." I climb up underneath one of these log cabins, and I wait till it starts getting dark.
Okay.
Okay? Then I get another tape in my little DV cam little deal in my little fanny pack.
Gotcha.
Which is super obvious. You're not going to walk around with this thing. And then I sneak down. I'm going down
this
the hill.
This is not stylish enough. No gay man right away.
Listen,
right
I'm going down the hill. I'm going down the hill. And then I'm going down the hill, and there they are down there with all these big tables. There's photos of this online that they've since released.
I get you.
All eating food under the redwoods. I go down here. I get in position in the woods. They all start leaving. They go around and get around the pool.
Okay, the pool is in like a swimming pool.
No, it's an artificial. I mean, it's like a pond, a lake right there.
Okay,
it's like a long reflecting pool in front of the owl.
Okay,
and so we're sitting there.
And this is what state?
This is Northern California.
Okay, so let's.
Sonoma County.
What is the purpose of the group? What is
their mission?
It's
all thinly veiled. It was started by Mark Twain.
But what's their mission statement?
So they get all the top actors, and they get the top musicians. The Grateful Dead is played there. And a lot of them aren't getting what this ritual is. It's a Faustian German death cult ritual.
May I ask, what's their mission statement?
Their mission statement is weaving spiders come not here and forget about the cares of the world and do basically a voodoo ritual. But I don't say that from Africa. That's just a common term where you put something on to something else. Like they used to have spirit sin eaters in old Europe and in England where they'd have somebody where somebody died, you put a piece of bread on their stomach, and a sin eater would come and believe that they ate some of the sins and take some of the bad mojo. That's right. Basically the same as voodoo. And so they do voodoo there, and it's a ritual where you put all your cares onto this child that you give to the idol, and they take it very seriously, but the way it was described to me is a lot of people that go to it, it's a place to party, hang out, talk about stuff. Not everybody's having sex with dudes. You know, there's a bunch of female hookers.
I'm sure if you want some pussy, if you care about pussy, you can get some.
Well, no, they keep the women in a whole bunch of nice little hotels literally at the end of the street. Right. So about 400 yards down.
But the women aren't invited to them.
But about 400 yards down the
you
street.
You got to leave the ritual like, to go back and get you some pussy.
There's a golf course, and there's about 10 little motels. And, man, you walk in there, they got jets landing from all over the world. All the top hookers and porn stars are there.
Yeah.
They're all just 400 yards away.
So let me ask you, why weren't you arrested?
I am not confessing here because I didn't know this till years later.
All right.
Okay. There's a really nasty dude named John Ronson. I shouldn't even give him attention here. People, you know, he's nasty. Kind of like
I don't know him.
Like if you're entering a harbor, you know, they put a buoy where there's rocks.
I bleep his name out.
No. What you want. The guy that acts like this fake little liberal loving guy from England and all this stuff.
Yeah.
He's the guy that I'm there covering. Everybody got murdered at Waco, and I'm there, and 60 Minutes is covering it. This is like in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
He comes up and he goes, Alex, have you heard of Bohemian Grove? Where they do rituals and all this. And I said, I don't believe all that stuff back then. I didn't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, no, Alex, I'm with World of Wonder Channel 4, and I know a lawyer in the town, and they think you're the one that could blow it wide open. Others have been arrested. Let me give you a file. He gives me this file of all these color copies of magazines and articles for 30 years and all the arrests and CBS flying helicopters over. Nobody can get in. He says, well, it'll be in a year. It was actually like 2 years.
Okay.
But I'll pay you, and I'll get you in, and I know the workers are going to help you. But then he tells me, you've got to sign an agreement, Alex.
Oh, shit.
That I'm going to sneak in after you if you're successful, but I'll get sued because I'm with the big broadcaster. You've got to videotape it and give it to me and promise to never tell.
That sounds like cap to me.
So
that's what we call cap where I'm from.
What's cap?
Can you say cap?
Cap, what is cap?
Cap, C-A-P.
Yeah.
Cap is basically when someone is either lying to get you off of figuring their bullshit out or exaggerating the truth in an excessive manner. That is cap. That's what I feel like what he told you as you described would be.
Well, I didn't figure it out till later because I was like, I don't know, I'm 45 now. I'm 2000. How old was I? I mean, I was like 25, 26. So
okay.
I know it was a setup, but I mean, tell me what you think. So, and this is a guy that, you know, wrote all those movies like Men Who Stare at Goats and a whole bunch of other stuff. But the point is that he's a disinformation operative. I go in. He says, I'll try to get in later with the lawyer if I'm able. Later that night after I get out, he comes out and says, no, I was there too. Do you have the footage? And I'm like, yes. Okay. And they're just blown away that it's happening and all the rest of it. And I later thought, oh, they knew I was going in, and the Secret Service just let me. But no, I was given real passcodes on the people inside that wanted me to get the footage for another faction to like expose this other arm of the cult, where they basically Epstein takes you to an island to compromise you in weird sex and stuff. They were taking people to Bohemian Grove to compromise them who weren't in the cult yet. So it was basically like a cult feeder. So do you think the Bohemian Grove let me in, or I think – I mean, he obviously got me in, but – it was another group, a separate group that was wanting dirt on the Republicans because they kept asking me to try to get dirt on them.
You know,
I'm not defending the Republicans. I'm exposing them right now.
I ain't defending anybody.
Yeah.
I ain't defending anybody.
No, I hear you.
But you're asking me to kind of form an opinion.
Well, you smelled it out that I was let in, which I think I was.
I mean, I think that it had to be a reason that, you know, I'm sure they have security. I'm sure they have cameras.
They have
infrared, you know, all kinds of shit that would detect even kind of heat-seeking night vision kind of shit. And I'm sure they have motherfuckers riding around on ATVs.
They do.
And I'm sure that shit is just as secure as the borders.
So what was the point?
I can't. You have far more experience, man, on the subject than I
do. But I mean, seriously, I was 25 then.
I'd be remiss to even try to guess.
That was 19 years ago. It took me 10 years to even figure it out that I was used.
So let me ask you a question. Have you gone online to expeditiously.com and ordered your Expeditiously merch, which is available right now? As you can see, the shit looks so stylish. And if you haven't gone to expeditiously.com to get your Expeditiously merch, okay, I can promise you that when you order your Expeditiously merch, you'll be impressed at the speed and efficiency of the delivery. It's almost like I dropped that shit off on your front door myself. All right, I'm going to tell you how. You have some hassle-free shipping experience when you use Stamps.com. It's one of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses like yours and mine. Stamps.com brings all the amazing services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. So whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out your t-shirts, or even a big business sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all. There is no deal too big or small. Simply use your computer to print out official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's just that simple. All right. Now, right now, Expeditiously listeners who feel like this shit could expedite some issues in your life and, you know, save yourself some time and some trouble, what you can do is I got a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. Now, I don't know what you need to use the digital scale for. That's your business. Without any long-term commitment, okay? Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in T.I. That's stamps.com, enter T.I.
I mean, listen, far be it for me to say what is or isn't, because some motherfuckers would say that you were allowed to leave because you agreed to do their dirty work after you left.
Oh, no, I never
that's
really...
That's what I say. I would say, okay, well, if I broke into here and I was caught and I was questioned, if I was allowed to stay, if I wasn't apprehended, then I kind of agreed to be a fed.
No, I thought I was legitimately sneaking in there, and then I never figured out...
But we ain't talking about you sneaking in. We're talking about how you got out.
I mean, I walked right out the front.
That's what I'm saying. If anybody else was to sneak in somewhere and get caught, I don't think they'd walk out.
But see, that's the thing. If I'm working for them, I don't even know it.
If you made your way onto the grounds through a gate, a security protected gate, that would tell me, yeah, you've been let in.
Well, let me go further. There's another chapter.
You didn't sneak in.
Then Brad.
You were let in.
Then Brad Metzler, Metzer, he has this, he writes those best selling books. He's got a show on History Channel. Over a decade later, they say, we want you to go back to Bohemian Grove.
Oh, you went back?
Wait. It was on History Channel. Or was it Discovery? And wait. It gets crazier. We're there at this old theater in the town right there. And they've got the original alien from the movie Aliens there. And the guy's wearing a CIA hat who's the director of the show, and they're doing this big program. I swear to God.
You said they have the alien from the movie Alien. Is this like the real guy? You saying that wasn't that? That
no,
wasn't CGI?
They've got the 8-foot rubber suit.
Okay, but you sure it was a rubber suit?
No, they told me.
You're sure?
I don't. Well, maybe.
But you can't believe what the
point is. It was really
satanic. Obviously, you can't
I'm
believe
tell
what
they
tell you.
This was on TV. You pull it up.
But
I
TV, you can't believe what TV
Rodden
tells
theater,
you.
And they go, come upstairs. And he goes, I'm the director. And he's got a hat, a red hat that says CIA on it. And
so, whoa, he was walking and talking.
No. I walk in. They walk me up in this room. And there's he goes, I'm the director.
And he was a human.
Yeah. And he goes, let's go in here and do the interview. And we walk in. And I sit down to the interview, and there's curtains like that on the wall. He goes, what do you think of this?
And he pulls back
the
curtain.
And they pull back the curtain, and there's an 8-foot alien from the movie Aliens.
Okay.
Scarier than hell.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And he goes, that's the original suit from the movie Alien. What do you think about that?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, these people are all really creepy.
Well, wait a minute.
They had a full bar downstairs.
I feel like he was testing you to find out if you were creeped out by the 8-foot supposedly plastic.
Well, I'll tell you what's scary now.
It could have been a fucking carcass.
Well, listen, let's
it
go.
It could have been an alien carcass.
Well, listen, let's go further.
Okay.
So then they're shooting all day with me in there.
All right.
And then I go downstairs. There's a full bar. And the bartender starts threatening me. He goes, you know, I played naked bongos with George Herbert Walker Bush there. And you're saying we're satanic. I say F you because the whole town's run by him. It's a cult.
And so they're actually people who live there and work there.
And they all love it. Anyway, so he goes.
What is the population?
He goes, I know you're sneaking in there.
What's the population of this town?
I don't know. It's on the Russian
above
river.
Above or below 10,000?
It's below 10,000.
Okay.
It's very, but it's on the Russian river. So this guy says to me, he goes, you know, I know you're sneaking in there again today.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I could call him and have you arrested, but I'm not. And then I notice that the director's laughing at me. So all of a sudden, I get in these canoes with their camera crew. And instead of going.
You get in canoes?
Yeah, instead of going in the front gate. I swear to God, it's all true. It's all video of it. And instead of going the front gate, they want me to go up to the back end of it where I'd shot video before from this overlooking point when I went up that hill and hit out. When I came back out, I shot that. And so they keep going, and they're only supposed to show me where I went, how they could go up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they go, no, Alex, you've got to go. Come on, come on. And I went, no, I'm staying below the waterline. I'm not violating this place. I'm not going to violate and trespass twice. And as soon as I start walking back, they go, freeze, police. And guys start running down with guns. I go, fuck you. I run, jump into the fucking canoe, run from them.
And don't get shot.
No, listen. They start chasing me. They
and
got,
don't shoot.
They got cars across the other side.
But don't shoot.
I jump off and swim with my cell phone out, call my crew members to come pick me up.
Right.
Okay, this happened.
No gunshots.
None of it's put in the show.
No gunshots.
Now, the show, they had me running from the police.
Right.
And the security.
Yeah.
They all get arrested but let out the next day.
Right.
And when I saw those people,
because no
they're all
shots.
Friends with the Bushes, and I already knew this.
Right.
Okay, this guy writes books with the Bushes.
Okay.
I knew what it was.
Okay.
They were literally, this time,
right.
I guess, pissed at the other group, whatever group that is in the Illuminati, and wanted to bust me.
Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Now, that's my life. It gets weirder.
I got you, but correct me if I'm wrong. Still, no gunshots.
No.
Okay.
But here's the difference.
That is the quintessential definition of white privilege. Because had my motherfucking ass got caught anywhere near there, at the bar, at the gate, in the canoe.
No. The bar is an old theater in town. The bar is an old theater in town.
I don't give a damn where I was.
Now listen, aren't you
when you said that bartender had kind of snarled at you?
Oh, he told me.
That motherfucking bartender would have bust off caps at me, man. That shit would have been, you know what
well,
I mean?
That's what I'm telling you is that, I mean, I knew that.
Do you not believe
I knew that
white
Brad
privilege?
Metzer, whatever his name is, works with George W.
Do you believe?
It was all a big joke.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I appreciate you for that insight because most of us, my people would not have the opportunity to even, you know.
You know what YouTube's going to do? I want viewers to do this, please.
Okay.
Because I'm not allowed to be on YouTube.
Okay.
Go find the Bohemian Grove special from History or Discovery or whatever it is. Will somebody type in Alex Jones, Brad Metzer?
That's something. And you just mentioned you being not able to participate with YouTube. Banned from YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook, damn near every social media platform we could think of. were you banned from them, really? And if so, tell me why.
Please let me tell you the story.
Please.
When we exposed the Aleister Crowley rituals that were in the WikiLeaks.
Okay.
The New York Times.
Now, we have to get into the WikiLeaks a little bit so they have some context.
Sure. They don't deny that these are real. Whoever gave them to them, it certainly wasn't the Russians.
What were the WikiLeaks?
The WikiLeaks were tens of thousands of pages that were released over the years, but right before the election in September and October of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And they were put out on the internet, and we wrote big articles about how it talked about Aleister Crowley rituals and how basically Hillary needed to do more rituals to defeat Trump.
Mm.
And just stuff that, you know.
More rituals. The kinds of rituals that you saw at the Bahamian Grove.
Beyond that. I mean,
beyond that. So what is beyond that? Would this get into Pizzagate and that kind of shit?
That's where it goes.
So what about Jeffrey Epstein?
Okay, so let me. And this is how I've learned. I've gotten a lot smarter over the years.
Okay.
We didn't originate the story. This is in the WikiLeaks. It's all over the news.
Okay.
It's like, you know, MSNBC, Top of Drudge Report, that high priestesses and goat heads and blood and talking about, you know, and the kids laying in vats of blood, and they say it's all simulated. I mean, who said this?
WikiLeaks said this?
Oh yeah. It's
okay.
It's not, it's photos of it.
Right. So this is corroborating the stories of Corey Haiman, I believe it is, and even Dave Chappelle, who said that there's something strange going on in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's why he ran from it. It's real.
Right.
So it's devil worship. So let me tell you what happened. So all this comes out, all of a sudden, ABC News, CBS News, CNN, New York Times go, yeah, WikiLeaks, it's Pizzagate at a pizza place in D.C.
Yeah.
And so my crew all goes, look, they're showing this pizza place.
Right.
And then we start covering, everybody does, and the media goes, look, Jones is covering this pizza place. Nothing was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like a mockingbird, like its wings broken to get away from its eggs.
Right.
They made it all about this pizza place in D.C.
Okay.
Where the Clintons and others went in Podesta, but it wasn't going on there.
No.
To divert off New York and all the stuff that was in there.
Right.
And then that was a distraction from all of that. So,
mm-hmm.
First they have this huge national thing. Alex Jones did all this in Clinton. There was a basement. They're killing kids in it. And it's not true. I didn't
do
that.
Right.
Then they start attacking other things. And they go back and look at all I've done for 20-something years before that. I've been on air 25 years. So I've been on air about 22 years then.
Okay.
And they find things and edit these tapes out of context. But we have free speech. We should be allowed to say it.
Sure.
And so then they go, Alex Jones is saying nobody died at Sandy Hook, and he's sending people to their houses to harass them right now.
Right.
Well, I never said go harass them.
Okay.
The internet questioned it. I barely ever even covered it.
Right.
But they made it about my identity and wouldn't shut up about that one thing.
Which one thing?
The Sandy Hook.
Okay, but back to.
I'm going to go back to the occult, but this was the next thing about
Pizzagate.
They were really pissed about Pizzagate.
All right, well, what did you do with Pizzagate? Where did you end off? Where did you leave off?
I ended off explaining that this is a big national story. Everybody else is covering it. Mainstream media made it about the pizza place to distract us off the real story.
What's the real story?
What was all in the WikiLeaks, the Aleister Crowley, the rituals, the devil worshippers, the missing kids in Haiti.
Was there no direct relation to Pizzagate?
Pizzagate is just the term it was given, and so they made it a pizza place. Pizzagate is in the FBI files. Cheese pizza means child porn, and they use pizza and Italian food code words for how they're trafficking kids.
So, yeah, I understand that. But look, though, what I'm talking about is I'm talking about your conspiracy theorist. I'm, you know, a conspiracy theorist observer at the very least. So if you say that Pizzagate is code words, this, that, and the other, I know Pizzagate to also mean code words. But in other words, covertly, I've heard that there's a tunnel from that pizza place that you speak of that goes all the way into the White House.
No, I don't know anything about that.
You don't know anything about that.
Let me put it to you this way.
Joe Epstein, you don't know Joe Epstein, the owner of that pizza. Why has the owner of that pizza place been named as the most influential person in Washington, D.C.?
Well, he was named in that thing.
Why? But why?
Well,
why? What has he done?
Well,
what has he done so great?
It's Jeffrey Epstein.
No, wait a minute.
But Jeffrey Epstein's a separate guy.
I know. Wait a minute. Jeffrey Epstein, to the side. Let's focus on the owner of this pizza shop. Why was this guy, look up his name for me, please. Why was this guy named as the most influential, most powerful person in Washington?
His name's Oliphantus.
Oh, you know him. Why is this gentleman considered publicly the most influential person in Washington, D.C.? Above the president. Why would he be alongside all of these people? What has he done besides make such a good pizza?
T.I., I am agreeing with you.
I'm asking. There's no agreeing with
you. No, I'm telling you.
Sure.
I'm telling you, I have WikiLeaks documents and photos and all of this of them doing Aleister Crowley rituals and of it listing top Democrats in attendance and photos of people in attendance. And then when it all came out, the New York Times tried to say, oh, look at this art exhibit, and threw the photos up themselves in giant spreads to try to hide it in plain view.
All right.
So there was some creepy stuff at the pizza place. There wasn't a basement, like the news said.
Mm-hmm.
We covered that.
There wasn't a basement. So you did. So wait a minute. You telling me that you went down to search for the tunnel and found nothing? That's what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that they
but you said there was no basement.
No, they released.
You said there was no basement, like you said there was no basement, like the news said. That's what you said.
You know where there is a basement?
No, I didn't ask you.
I'll tell you where there is.
I did not ask you where there was a basement.
It's gotta be a lawyer.
I said you just told me that there was no basement, as they told us. That would lead one to believe that you went down there personally, just like you did with Bohemian Grove, and you spoke in such great detail.
Well, that's a good point. I have not gone down there personally to make sure that doesn't happen.
Okay, so you don't know whether or not that there is.
And I haven't, because they say that I sent an armed man in there to shoot it up.
Who is they?
That's what the national news says. Right after this came out,
said you sent an armed man to this pizza shop.
Yes, yes. And they also said that I sent an armed man to burn down Bohemian Grove.
Could you please pull it up where they said it? Tuesday, October 8th at 8, 7 Central, BET brings you the best of the year in hip-hop with the 2019 BET Hip Hop Awards. The competition is thick this year, as it always is. Cardi B is the lead with 10 nominations, and with DJ Khaled, J. Cole, Travis Scott tied for 8 nominations, and Drake coming in with 7. You're just going to have to watch to figure out, you know, who takes home the trophies and the bragging rights. This year, the I Am Hip Hop Icon Award goes to legendary multi-platinum superstar Lil' Kim. So expect a hardcore tribute fit for a queen, specifically a Queen Bee. You dig what I'm saying? Including Chance the Rapper, Meg Thee Stallion, Anderson .Paak. And more are performing. You know what I mean? So make sure you're watching from the moment we set it off. BET Hip Hop Awards premieres Tuesday, October 8th, 8, 7 Central on BET. Search with the hashtag Hip Hop Awards for more.
Here you go, man. London Guardian.
Let's see it. All right, cool. Here we go. Pizzagate gunman pleads guilty as conspiracy theorist apologizes over case. Okay. Edgar Madison Welch, who fired an AR-15 rifle at Comet Ping Pong restaurant, makes plea on same day as Alex Jones offers statement to restaurant's owner. The gunman who fired an AR-15 rifle in a Washington, D.C. pizza restaurant, as he self-investigated a bogus conspiracy theory, pleaded guilty on Friday. The same day, a prominent conspiracy theorist apologized for spreading the story. Edgar Madison Welch, age of 28, made a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty to 2 charges, assault with a dangerous weapon and interstate transport of a firearm, in exchange for prosecutors dropping a 3rd charge that carried a 5-year minimum sentence. Just as I suspected, you were telling the absolute truth about that. I ain't trying to say
that. Believe me, this stuff, that's why I'm telling these stories.
And you were able to corroborate your truth with documentation. This is all we ask for here.
A guy also dressed up like a superhero and tried to kill and tried to burn down Bohemian Grove.
What? So what's the difference between the Bohemian Grove and Scientology? Because the same thing you're saying about Bohemian Grove is what people say about Scientology.
Well, let me tell you.
Okay, I'm listening.
Bohemian Grove is what Scientology wishes it was, but this is way beyond that. These are cults. And let me explain something. What do you think happens when you start investigating? They send somebody in to shoot stuff up. Then they're blaming you on every channel. I was on every channel at that time.
So if anybody blames me for shooting anything up, guys, you'll know.
No, that's what they do.
A lot to do.
Well, remember back in the 80s and 90s, they'd say rap was making people do that. But the point is, is that that's what they do. And they
operate on fear. I will give you that.
Yeah.
The government the powers that be that want to control the way we think, behave, and operate.
Let me say it this way. Yes, you're right. Let me say it this way.
They operate on fear.
Let me say it this way. CNN and the New York Times broke the story saying that we were saying there was a basement and they were killing kids in there. We didn't say it. They said it. Then a guy goes in my name and does it to shut down our investigation of Jeffrey Epstein and the WikiLeaks and real devil worshipers.
I get it.
Because Epstein wasn't just having sex with kids. They were doing rituals.
Okay.
And that's come out now.
But let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein, because his mysterious suicide has the nation in awe and shock.
Let's do it. Let's get a coffee.
Hey, what's going on, man? Tip T.I. Harris here. And I want everyone in your family, everyone at your job, every person you run into to subscribe to Expeditiously with me. It's exclusively on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. And when you invite them to subscribe, please don't forget to leave out the most important fact of the matter. If you listen to this show and subscribe to it, quite frankly, you'll look better. So... I know you're not ready for this from the end yet, so Expeditiously shall continue. What I actually see is, and I tell this to my children all the time when they bring me their problems, you could look at all of the noise that clutters the outskirts of your problems, or you could goddamn attack
the nucleus.
The nucleus of the problem. So I just want to get right down to the nitty-gritty.
The root.
My granddaddy said, man, get them hit.
Then let's say it. There is a worldwide group of vampire devil worshiper cults. They don't live forever, but the spirit in them is old, and they want to hurt children. Vampires are real.
Okay.
They just don't live forever, but the spirit in them is ancient and likes to hurt children.
And they can live longer if they can kind of absorb the innocence.
Yes, and these people compete to have these entities like Avatar is showing you people jacking into a body. They want that spirit in them running them for the power and the thrill.
How can they get that spirit inside of them?
They learn to channel it, and they do evil, corrupt things so the unclean spirit will enter them.
So the unclean spirit will enter them, or so the clean spirit will
enter them? No, it's by unclean. You've got to get so far away from God. It's like in the cheesy, but it's episode four. No, episode three, Revenge of the Sith. He's not really Darth Vader yet. Emperor Palpatine says, you must go to the Jedi Temple and kill all the younglings. Only then will you be powerful enough. And he goes and commits the human sacrifice of a couple hundred kids.
Okay.
Then his eyes go yellow like the owl, and now he's Darth Vader.
Okay, now let me ask you this now. And I feel comfortable asking you this because I feel like you'll be honest.
You ask me anything.
Based on your integrity as a journalist and a truth seeker. Tell me about the conspiracy of Bob Marley.
To tell you about the conspiracy of Bob Marley, I got to tell you about the conspiracy of John Lennon.
Okay, let's hear it.
They don't want me to get into the specifics, but I was contacted by the...
Who is they?
By the Lennons. And I was invited to go to a ritual with them in Reykjavik to counter the spirit... the satanic force.
Okay.
And I told him, listen, I just can't, you know, I'm not, I appreciate the offer of the private jet to come take me to Reykjavik in this ritual.
Right.
That Yoko Ono later did. It ended up in the news.
Yoko Ono did a ritual?
Yeah.
But what was the ritual consisting of?
It was like countering the false light and trying to bring in the real light. And it was obvious, but I just didn't, but it was obviously, it was not a black magic thing. It was people trying to think, thinking they were doing something good. But I only tell you that because I already knew
But did they find the opportunity to do something
good? I remember hearing months later that they was in the news. They had a bunch of powerful leaders from all the world who they thought were like shamans of light or something to get in this circle and do thing to counter the devil.
All right.
But the only reason I tell that is that little bit came out in the news so I could talk about what they told me. I'm not going to get into what Sean Lennon and all that stuff said because it was very personal.
But let me remind you. Mm-hmm. The question wasn't about John Lennon. The question was about Bob Marley. So you don't have to elaborate.
But I'm going
to
tell
John
you. I know firsthand about. But the same program, if an evil force is threatened by somebody and they have a way of doing something, if I tell you what I know from inside happened to John Lennon, then I can tell you what they did to Bob Marley. And the word is they did kill him with a viral cancer injection into his toe.
In the boot.
Which is real.
Right. Yeah.
But I didn't get that directly from his family, but I got that from people that have...
A CIA agent on his deathbed actually confessed to such actions.
Well,
CIA, FBI.
Well, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that claim they're this and that. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I got the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt, who ran the operation to kill Kennedy in Dallas.
That is another thing.
We'll do that. But
we're getting into
assassinations. Let me tell you.
Absolutely. If I could potentially gain more information with organization of the direction of questions and answers.
Sure. Here's the problem. You're asking really complex questions, so let me explain. Okay, I'll say it this way. The establishment looks at people who could be potential leaders, and they try to corrupt them and get them on their side. And if they break away from it, they do actuaries. That's basically insurance company calculations, but it's more complex, to decide if that person has the potential to bring them down. So they will either blackball them and freeze them where they can't get their music out or their information out anymore.
Right.
Or they will kill them. And they tried to block John Lennon. He left all that stuff. He said there's devil worshipers.
Right.
He said they're into eugenics. He goes, I'm going to be against them.
Uh-huh.
And they killed him. It was the same thing with Bob Marley.
Okay.
And they have, again, viral cancer where they can inject it in you and it kills anybody that gets injected within a month.
That's real. Okay.
That was given to Jack Ruby.
No, wait a minute. Could that be the same thing that happened to Eazy-E?
I don't know about Eazy-E, but I know Jack Ruby walked up and shot Lee Harvey Oswald.
Wait a minute. Listen. Eazy-E had a similar experience as Bob Marley. You know what I mean? He refused to comply with the government's request for him to dumb down or tame his messaging within his music. And he was then presented with, a pair of boots by a presumed ally who happened to have been from America, put those boots on, and it was said that he said, ouch, when he stuck his foot in the boot. And then months later, he began to get sick. Now, Eazy-E, they were served with letters from the CIA, FBI, somewhere in the government. I forget which branch of government. But they were served with letters from the government to dumb down or tame the messaging within their music. He refused. And then months later, he became sick and died. So I'm just asking, could these have any correlations?
Absolutely, because music is one of the most powerful things out there. And if people get big followings and they're not going along with what they want, they will either silence them or set them up and put them in prison or kill them. And then there are fights within these power structures, and there are some reportedly good people inside the power structure.
Certainly.
And
there can't be no good without bad, no bad without good.
But I've come to the realization over the years, everybody thinks I'm being handled or controlled or being directed. No. But it's kind of like people draw back an arrow and fire it, then they loose it, and it just goes. I know there's been good forces helping me out as well.
Do they think that?
A lot of people say that, yeah.
Mm.
But, I mean, I've done this myself. I'm self-made. But now I can see, like, oh, you want to sneak in here? And then they help me get in.
Right.
And there's a lot of weird stuff's going on.
Okay, now let me.
But I do good, legitimate things and expose the evil. And now.
I mean, you've told a lot of truth.
They decided I need to be taken off the air. So understand, only people get what I'm saying is Infowars.com, band.video.
Okay.
That's what this has gotten
to. So that's where they can find your information.
Band.video and Infowars.com.
After our time runs out, I have three very quick questions that I want to ask you, but before I'm going to go ahead and get at the good stuff. Now, we talked about Eazy-E. We talked about John Lennon. We talked about Bob Marley. Tupac.
I mean, I know they've got all those theories and all the rest of it.
I know it, man. You're the biggest conspiracy theorist here, man. What about Tupac?
I only generally research
what
things that
about
I...
about Tupac?
You know more about it than I do?
Nah, man. Let me tell you something. Did the government have an interest or a motive to neutralize Tupac?
I think anybody that the system fears and thinks that has pull, they don't control, they kill. That's why Oprah Winfrey was involved with Jeffrey Epstein in a secret society.
Okay, let's hear about it. Now, we talked about Jeffrey Epstein, but we didn't elaborate.
We didn't
go there.
What
do you feel like happened with Jeffrey Epstein?
I mean, we know what happened.
What did you feel like happened with Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, don't believe me.
Tell me why.
Type in, billionaires meet in secret to discuss overpopulation.
But what is it, though? What is it that brings all these billionaires together with Jeffrey Epstein?
I will tell you.
What is it? Why?
I will tell you.
Why?
Jeffrey
Is it just because they have a lot of money?
No. Jeffrey Epstein was working for the eugenics transhumanist group on developing underground, when I say underground, I mean secret cloning projects in China.
Okay.
And they were taking the money through him and directing it into Harvard and a bunch of other research facilities. Uh-huh. And they were then compromising all the top scientists by getting him to go to his big pleasure palace in New York or the island in the Caribbean. He was there to compromise all the scientists with sex operatives. He was running an intelligence operation.
What's a sex operative?
They go and blackmail men with underage girls.
Oh.
And so they were blackmailing all the scientists to get all the top scientists under their control so that they would run these different secret projects and create life extension technology and also animal-human hybrids. And they also wanted to set it up where...
What do they get out of an animal-human hybrid?
Because then you can create a humanoid that's part cow, so the cow won't reject it. You can grow a 90-pound human up inside a cow, and then it can be a clone of you, and then that way you don't reject the organs of your clone, and they grow... They don't have artificial wombs that work yet, according to my information, but a cow is an artificial womb.
Mm.
So they create a human clone, but it's spliced just a few percentage with a cow.
Okay.
To the very cow that your clone is implanted in...
Uh-huh.
And grown. They make the, you know, they create the clone.
Yeah.
They put it in a test tube.
Okay.
They grow it up. Then they implant it in the placenta of a cow.
In the placenta, and you use the uterus of a cow.
And then they grow the larger humanoid.
Okay.
And he was running projects.
And he's born at what weight or size?
They can get them up to like 90 pounds.
So a 90 pound baby comes out of a cow.
Well, they cut it out, yeah.
The 90-pound baby is cut out of a cow.
By the way, I said this 20 years ago. It's all declassified now.
Epstein was running an operation where you could justify a 90-pound baby being cut out of a cow.
To harvest the organs.
And called a human.
Yeah, no, it's Oprah Winfrey's copy. It's David Rockefeller.
Oh,
it's Steve Jobs. It's a clone.
So all of
they make a clone of David Rockefeller.
They make a clone of
they put some bovine in it so that they can then grow it up big, because he can't get a clone of a baby and grow it in a woman and get a little bitty liver.
I got you.
He wants a big ass liver.
All right, but look though, let me ask you this though: what did they do with this clone?
They gut him and they throw him away.
Oh, they only want the organs out of the clone.
Yeah, but Epstein wasn't running the cloning operations. Epstein was blackmailing all the scientists to make them get involved. He would blackmail them with kids.
Uh-huh.
And so they would then make all the scientists be part of the program.
So they just made what he did be about kids and child pornography to cover...
That's how they're corrupting the scientists and all the people to get them blackmailed to then work as slave scientists for Hydra, for Cobra, for Spectre,
uh-huh.
whatever you want to call, you know, like in all the James Bond movies and stuff that was written by OSS MI6 guy. There's always these weird corporations and shadowy overlords mm-hmm. building secret nukes and clones and moonrakers and plans to depopulate the Earth.
Sure.
That's him telling you what these people are really like. They've got trillions of dollars. They're dumping it into secret projects. And they've got people like Epstein that goes around to get the heads of Harvard and the heads of Yale and the heads of the Albert Einstein and to get Oprah Winfrey, all of them compromised into the cult that's all looking for life extension and immortality.
Mm.
And so they're all in the secret cult of clones.
Okay, gotcha. So it's all behind
genetic engineering.
It's all behind.
It's all real, Tim.
It's all behind mega rich people.
By the way, I said 12 years ago Epstein was running a eugenics operation.
Okay.
And compromising scientists for world population reduction and world government. And it all came out months ago, Tim. My security guy doesn't believe me.
Let's research that. Let's research Alex Jones.
You need to type it in for you. Type in billionaires meet in secret to discuss other population.
Okay.
Jeffrey Epstein runs it. Oprah Winfrey, Ted Turner, Bill and Melinda Gates. They're all right there in the articles.
Right.
Running a group for world government and how to depopulate people, but that's only the cover.
Now listen, now as a black person, I must go on record as saying I'm not going to allow you to just toss around, you know, falsities about one of our heroes in Oprah Winfrey. It must be definitely classified information that you can present. Now, if not,
no, I'm saying no. She was part of these overpopulation meetings with David Rockefeller and Ted Turner and Bill and Melinda Gates.
Yeah, but could she be a part of the meeting and say, you know what, I don't like this shit that you guys are saying and I'm out of here?
Well, that's just like I said that people go to Bohemian Grove.
It's just like you went to Bohemian Grove and you said you didn't like what was going on and you was out of there,
and,
right?
And so did people.
So what if somebody said, hey, Bohemian Grove, they're doing all of these things and Alex
Absolutely.
Jones was there?
Just because somebody was in Epstein's orbit
okay,
doesn't mean they're guilty.
Okay.
Just like Trump hung out with the parties.
Okay, but you didn't mention him.
I'm not defending. No,
but you didn't mention him.
I just brought Trump up.
Him, though. You mentioned Oprah. You didn't mention.
No, but Trump didn't go to the eugenics meetings.
Now let's talk about HARP, global warming and weather control.
I had the head of HARP on one time.
Let's talk about that and how it relates directly to hurricanes like Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the names of them, but the ones that affected Puerto Rico, the ones that affected Bahamas, the ones that I think it was, if I do remember this one, Harvey, I think, that affected Texas. Let's talk about weather control.
Well, we've always had storms, and some storms are completely real. We know that since Vietnam, they were able to manipulate and seed the weather and create huge storms out of clear blue skies. That's even on the Weather Channel, History Channel. And expanding on that, I interviewed, when they declassified it in 2004, Ben Livingston, who was in the news as the father of other weapons. I looked him up. He was in Texas.
Okay.
I flew him to Austin. I interviewed him, and he got reclassified once he came on. It made a big, 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 big fuss. But right. He explained that Stanford Research Institute, by 1967, mm-hmm. that the Navy and the Air Force had certified that they could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, strengthen them or weaken them or steer them.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bill and Melinda Gates, type in Bill and Melinda Gates, Bill Gates wants to control hurricanes. And he now has these antennas and laser arrays, and China has it as well. And the United Arab Emirates can also make it rain. And so there's and you can also type in CIA Director Brennan talks about geoengineering. And you can see him on YouTube 3 years ago admit they're controlling the weather and there's a global government system doing it. They have international treaties. So then I talk about it and they say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. It doesn't exist. But all of this is going on like we're idiots. All this is being built. All this is being set up around us. And it's a perfect way to then terrorize populations to pay a global carbon tax to the UN and the IMF and World Bank on all human activity. Because they are able to literally hold us hostage with these weather weapons and systems. They can withhold rain. They can spin up hurricanes. They can destroy hurricanes.
Right.
And that's a fact. And they don't want us, the mere mortals, to talk about it.
That has a lot to do with insurance companies.
Absolutely. In fact, insurance companies.
And the real estate market and all of that, does it not?
Exactly. They can send a drought into a farmer area for 10 years.
Yeah.
Everybody moves out, and then they move in and buy it up and then make it rain again.
Hey, tell me. You were banned from YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, right?
Yes.
Why do you think they chose to ban you?
Well, I mean, I know why.
Well, tell me why, please.
They say I got banned over Pizzagate and over Sandy Hook. None of that's true.
Wait a minute. Over Pizzagate, what you told me that you didn't have any research that allowed you to elaborate on the fact of them having a tunnel in their basement that led to the White
House. And that stuff that the New York Times.
So you said you cannot corroborate that theory.
Yes, let me just answer the question.
You, a conspiracy theorist, said you cannot corroborate this theory, and they used that lack of corroboration to ban you?
Well, no, that's what they said in the media, but that's not how they did it. Tim Cook announced on August 6th that he mm-hmm. had a Sunday meeting with the tech heads.
Yeah.
And then later they changed their story because it was collusion.
Okay.
And they said that they all got together and they decided that I needed to be taken off the internet because I was too dangerous and that I was the guy that got Trump elected. And then they made up all these reasons. They said that I beat up a child in child endangerment.
What?
When I played an ABC News clip of that kid attacking the guy and the guy throws the kid down, everybody was
right,
showing that.
Right.
They said that was me. It looked a little bit like me.
Right.
And that was just a fake news story. And then they said a bunch of other fake stuff. And they said that I said nobody died at Parkland at the shooting last year.
Well, what do you feel about Sandy Hook?
But that's my right to
say. What do you feel about Sandy Hook?
Oh, I think mass shootings do happen.
And but what do you feel about Sandy Hook particularly?
The internet did not believe it happened. I covered
what
people.
What do you feel about Sandy Hook is my question.
I mean, I think it happened.
You think it happened?
Yes, they misrepresented what I said because my show was so famous.
So you actually feel what? Not let's not talk about the Democrats, man, because it makes me feel like you have a Republican agenda. So I don't want you.
I mean, the Democrats don't like me. They think I helped Trump.
Yeah, but it don't matter.
I'm just telling you the gang coming after me. Okay, but
I got you. What do you feel about Sandy Hook? Do you actually feel someone walked in there and killed kindergartners?
Yes.
Okay.
But let me go back here.
You do.
People have a right to question, though.
What about, now let me ask you this. What about Las Vegas.
Let me tell you.
What about the Las Vegas shoot?
Please let me answer that.
Okay.
But let me go back. Let me finish where I was at. They took me off YouTube for saying that I said no one died at Parkland. That was another shooting in Florida. Remember last February?
Of course I do.
Of course. I have a right to say I don't think that. It's America. But here's
First Amendment.
But here's the truth.
First Amendment.
Here's the truth. I interviewed kids that were my listeners that day and the day after. They said it happened.
Okay.
But they said the police stood down and let it happen.
Yeah.
So they didn't take me off.
Also in Orlando, when you had the gay people who were killed in the gay club.
That guy worked for a monster.
In the gay club. Yeah.
So let me expand on that. Let me move to Vegas.
Now, Vegas. Vegas is the most...
No, it's total. It's totally staged. Let me tell you what happened.
It's the most peculiar mass shooting I've ever heard.
I know what happened.
Well,
and I had to sign...
I'm listening.
I had to sign
Motherfucking
up.
Tapes are rolling.
Well, here's the thing. I got a visit. I had to sign a non-disclosure to be able to see this footage. And then I was told, well, you've been shown this, but you can't tell people what you've seen. And I will go with what I agreed to. But let's just say it this way. I got a call the morning after from someone who's part of the FBI hostage rescue team. And I was sitting there at my house, and they say, first off, don't say our name, but you know, this is obviously being recorded, but we want to ask you, how did you say what you said last night? And I said, what did I say? And they said, don't play stupid. You said, I would expect a mass shooting to be blamed on Trump at a concert or something. Say it like 10 o'clock at night. And I'm a little, we call it psychic, whatever. I was talking in generalities at the end of my Sunday show. I said, they're going to have a false flag. They're going to try to blame gun owners. They'll attack something like a concert at 10 o'clock at night. So the FBI calls up because they know I have a contact. And so they start communicating.
The FBI calls you directly.
They call an individual associated with the government.
So they call.
Who this guy out here knows.
They call
and they're sitting there at my breakfast table and they say, we want to ask Alex how he knows this. And
I explain. Mutual acquaintance. FBI
no, this is not acquaintance.
You.
Okay. I can't tell you. Okay.
Okay.
The point is.
You can't tell me that.
Well, listen.
They called you, didn't they?
No, they called the guy sitting at my breakfast table.
They called the guy sitting at your breakfast table.
Okay. So, yeah, this is going on. Okay.
Dang.
I mean, they can dial right in. The phone listens to you. Okay. They know where I was at.
Yeah.
So they call up. They call up someone whose first name starts with a Q. And
we don't even want to talk about that.
Listen. No, I'm not talking about Q. This is a different Q.
All right, cool.
Anyways,
okay, cool.
Just getting at what I meant. They call up and they go, we want to know how the hell you said that. Like I was kind of being, and they go, well, let us tell you this.
As it pertains to the shooting.
Yes. So they go, we go in there. There's Antifa paraphernalia. Mm-hmm. He'd been to the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's tied in with ISIS, but they said.
Ooh, which guy?
The shooter.
The gentleman who
it turned out had millions
shooter.
Of dollars a month, was a weapons dealer. He was like a CIA cutout selling weapons. So the Saudis were having a 10,000-person convention with their Air Force and military in Las Vegas then. They couldn't get guns on their private jets past Homeland Security. So they got a CIA gun runner.
Okay.
A contractor to bring them guns to the hotel room. This was part of the Saudi civil war.
Right.
Did you hear about how the prince months later tortured everybody in Riyadh and hung them up by their feet and there was all that?
I did not.
That was part of a civil war to threaten Trump in Vegas.
Right.
And so he didn't really do it. They killed him. They tried to blow up the oil tanks. They shot a bunch of people as a message to Trump from the other faction in Saudi Arabia that you better back off. Then Trump went into Saudi Arabia with U.S. forces with the Saudis, rounded all those people up and killed a bunch of them.
Right.
And that was all part of a civil war that we had with inside Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And that was an attempt at a new 9/11 to threaten Trump and make him look bad. That's why the media shut it down.
So that was a failure.
And that's why the FBI says we still don't know what really happened. That's why there were all those shooters all over town and everything else. And now, I wasn't told all that morning. I was told that he was a gun runner and this was what we think and this was a setup and there's more to it. Then I got a visit.
Yeah.
Then I got a visit.
Uh-huh.
And I got shown the footage.
Okay.
Of somebody in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Basically confessing what was really going on.
Okay. Now, listen, you have gone on record saying that we've been lied to about Justice Smollett, which we kind of figured that. But why do you say that and why do you care in particularly?
why do I care about Jussie Smollett?
Yeah, you said that we were lied to, and you know, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, why?
Well, I mean, they admitted that he wasn't out there in the middle of the night at 2:15 when it's below, you know, zero, and then white dudes dump bleach on him and say this is MAGA country. That was a false flag, just like in Georgia. But they, caught that NFL player attacking his own restaurant.
What I'm asking is, do you think that that was an independent practice, or do you think that?
Oh no, he got hired.
Do you think the Democrats did it?
No, he was right when he said I did it for money. The show had made hundreds of millions. It was.
But do you think?
No, they did it to get money. They did it to get attention to the show.
Did a political group? So no, it was not a political stunt. It was more so for the purpose of financial gain. You think
for the TV show?
Okay,
that was part of it.
Okay,
but just like the guy. Forget his name. They bust him last week. The NFL, former NFL guy, attacking his own pizza place.
We don't care about him, though.
I know, but the point is that he was doing that, too, for personal gain.
I got you. Now, a lot of information in your head. You've shared a lot with us here today.
But that's why it's good to question things. Like, Gulf of Tonkin never happened.
Question everything. Question everything.
How'd the first Gulf War start? They said Saddam had people beating babies' brains out and throwing them out of incubators.
But really, we really wanted the oil.
It was all fake.
We really wanted the oil. We really wanted the
oil. So that's why it's okay.
That's just like the Afghanistan War was about the opioids. It's about the opioid fields that are in Afghanistan.
And about rare earth minerals.
And that's why we have an opioid crisis.
And about lithium.
Today.
And about lithium.
Yes, but the thing is, we can't trace lithium to the crisis we have today.
No, you're right.
Whereas we can trace the opioid fields that exist in Afghanistan, we can trace to the time of that war, to the time the crisis.
There's evil forces that want us drugged out of our heads and pathetic.
Nah, man, but what I'm trying to say is, but what they do is they use a blanket of some sort of fear that the American people have, and they use that as a justification to engage in war. And then when they engage in war, they go in and use all our taxpaying dollars to enforce themselves to go in, and they occupy these countries. They have these resources. Some of these resources may be petroleum. Some of these resources may be opioids.
Yes, and the argument is...
In this particular case, it was opioids.
And the argument is, and that if was we around, don't control it, somebody else will.
That was around 2001, around 9/11, correct?
Yes.
That was around 2001, 9/11 led to that particular war, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so in around 2001, the 9/11 tragedy that happened, it led to a war that was in Afghanistan that went to, and they occupied.
But notice how we're not supposed to talk about Vegas anymore.
Me,
you're right.
Excuse me.
I
they
know.
Occupied these fields of opioids, which then led to, a decade later, an opioid crisis here in the States.
Absolutely.
Well, let me ask you another question. And this could be my second to last question.
All right, I love it.
My second to last question. Do you think, feel, and believe that Donald Trump is the best, most accurate representation for the American people?
I think he's way better than those other Republican candidates and those Democrat candidates.
That ain't what I asked you.
I'm sure there's somebody better than Trump to be president.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. So you too feel, because you've been critical of the president in recent history.
I mean, I've been critical of others. I'm on the cult.
You've been critical of everybody. But I'm just saying, though, in the 2020 elections, given, because I travel abroad, as I'm sure you may travel abroad.
Not a lot of them.
But when I go out the country, listen, these people laugh at us because of the mockery that has become of our democracy, our democratic government.
You know, I think that's a lot of folks buying hype, though. I mean, we're getting a lot better deals with China.
I'm in Dubai. You understand me? I'm in Spain. I'm in France. I'm in Africa. I'm a lot of places. I mean, I'm talking about as casually as laughing at a bar over drinks. Well, and they say, how could you let such a thing happen to the greatest nation? Ha 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 ha. How could you let the greatest nation fall into the hands of such amateurism?
I think, well, you know what? That amateurism, politically, Trump is kicking their ass, man.
Man, listen.
Those people are buying the media hype.
Hey, look, I'm just telling you.
Trump sure beat their ass.
I'm just telling you. If I'm from Atlanta And there's a person who has been helmed as the representative from Atlanta and everywhere else outside of Atlanta.
It's a better representation than warmonger Hillary. Oh, Hillary wanted more wars.
We're not here to defend Hillary.
But that's who the Democrats put up.
It's not Trump against Hillary anymore. That race has been run. It's Trump against anyone else who's better.
I know the corporate media that covers up all this evil sure as hell hates Trump. Why do you think that is?
I mean, man, probably because he's a covert white supremacist.
Oh, man. I, you know.
Man, listen, man. The crimes of white supremacy have skyrocketed by the hundreds of percent since he has come into election. You cannot deny that.
I mean, there's been some mass shootings, but those guys were Antifa.
No, not some. Not some. Dozens.
I think most of those, like, gangs of people shoot each other. But
no, cuz.
Only a couple hundred people
we
here.
We talking about what y'all, we not talking
more
about.
More people.
We not, we are
millions
not,
die
no,
from opiates.
Sir.
Not
no,
even,
sir.
Not even.
That's not what
20,
we talking about. We're not, but that's not, but the, you don't need a gun in your hand to die from opiates. That ain't what we talking about. So let's not divert.
More people die in swimming pools than mass
not,
shootings.
Let's not divert. You don't have a gun in your hand.
How many people die in school shootings a year?
No, sir.
Less than 100.
Hey, listen, man. We ain't talking about schools. We're talking about mass shootings. Now, you've been a pretty straight-up guy, and I like you, and I really do feel that you really, really have a sincere passion for the American people. However, if you divert yourself away from the truth, I will
but
have
I'm telling you,
an
gun
inability
owners, no, hold on,
to
hold on.
Maintain that thought and belief.
I understand. What I'm telling you is the average American gun owner is not responsible what some crazy person does.
Nah, man. Listen, man, you're going to have a hard time with this.
What about the guy in Ohio? The guy, let's go through him.
No, I can't. We ain't got time to go through.
They're calling Cruz. They're calling Cruz.
Sir.
Who shot 14 people.
Sir.
A white supremacist wasn't.
The Antifa liberal
in Ohio was a devil worshiper that hated Trump. That's not a white supremacist.
What about Charlottesville?
What, the guy that ran over the lady?
Yeah, what about Charlottesville? What about
that? That's a mass shooting?
It's not a mass shooting. However, those people...
Man, I'm saying there's people shooting people. It's terrible.
Hey, man, this shit, this rhetoric, this whole agenda, this spirit, this energy has been perpetuated by the Trump administration. And you cannot, with a clear conscience and a pure heart...
Listen, I haven't brought
you
the statistics
cannot
up.
You cannot...
You talk about a spirit.
What I'm trying to say is you cannot say that this administration has not perpetuated this kind of activity. You can't say that, bro. I've been sitting here.
Trump has gone out and decried people being violent.
Man, come on, cuz.
Hey, remember what happened in Chicago when he was running? And they said that he said his supporters attacked people. Hillary and the WikiLeaks paid people to dress like Trump supporters and do that. And I'm not saying there aren't some bad Trump supporters.
All right, well, listen, bro.
Let's end on a good note.
Yeah, let's.
Here's what really matters.
Because we can't continue.
Vaccines are getting injected in every kid color you can imagine.
You're right. But it only affects black people, though.
It particularly more.
It predominantly affects black
people. Well, there's more autism statistically linked to fluoride and vaccines with black people. It's true.
Absolutely.
But see,
and that is
but
an,
that's
that
where the...
Is, that is
a, let me
that
have
is
the final point.
An
this
agenda,
final point. Final point.
That?
You should get Reverend Childress of blackgenocide.org on. And he has made films, and he has showed them to Congress, and he is the expert.
I don't even trust his word because you mentioned him to me.
Oh, stop it. You don't have to do this at the
because
end.
If you tell me to go see him, I figure that I'm going to see him because he has all of the answers that you want him,
no,
you know what I'm
no,
saying,
man,
to
he's,
give
listen,
to
listen,
my
Reverend
question.
Listen, blackgenocide.org. Hey, there's been 60 million abortions since Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, and that mostly affects white people.
No, it doesn't.
That mostly affects white people.
36% of the abortions were black. Blacks are 13%
man,
of the population.
Man, let me tell you something, man. That mostly affects white people. I'm going to tell you why. Because
I don't care if they're black or white babies. I don't want them to die.
I understand. I don't want them to die either. But you know what? If there is... Okay, I feel that a woman should be in charge of her own body.
What about after they're born? They're killing babies after they're born now. Remember the Virginia governor when he's not dressed up in blackface? He said we keep the babies comfortable?
Listen, I do not agree with the mishandling. I do not agree with babies being tortured.
There's been 22
killed.
Million black babies killed. That's double the population.
How much? How many?
22 million.
22 million black babies killed.
Since 1974.
Man, since 1974. How many black men have been killed outside on the streets by the police?
Nothing compared to that.
Man, listen, man. 22 million. Like, to be honest with you, that number, I can't even.
African Americans are 13% of the population, but they're 36% of the abortions.
Let me tell you something. I just saw a video today where there were three little white boys who jumped on a little black boy in middle school. And that is a direct reflection.
I'm sure that goes on.
That is a direct reflection of the leadership led by the president in position right now today.
T.I., I wasn't going there. I'm going to do it.
That is the kind of propaganda and rhetoric that leads to your citizens. That's the divisive tactics that leads to your citizens turning against each other.
I'm going to tell you, I think we should come together. I believe Martin Luther King, but look at me real quick.
Hey, brother, listen.
Let me say this in closing.
I am together with you.
Let me say it in closing.
I'm together with you.
I'm going to tell you in closing.
I'm not against you.
I'm going to tell you this in closing. I could sit there every day and show 10 cases that caught on video. I can show you my phone right now.
Man.
Of black kids beating up white kids, too. People do gang stuff.
No black kids are beating up. No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
There are exceptions to every rule.
And I think all this race stuff's causing that.
Nah, man, there are exceptions to every rule. I feel like people who say that there are race things causing this stuff and then we shouldn't pay attention to this, they are perpetuating.
But you brought up three white kids beating up a black kid.
Yeah, because that shit is present day.
I can show you black kids beating up white kids right now.
No, you can't.
It's all over the news.
Not that happened yesterday.
Yes, I can show you today.
Man, listen.
You don't know about the...
Be that as it may, sir.
Yeah.
And I don't want
anybody to get attacked.
You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that's not the way. That's not the key. But I think you have a lot of information, a lot of research that could benefit the movement.
Yeah, and I know you've done multiple hours and you're tired and I'm tired too. But listen on a friendly note.
I ain't tired. And we are friendly. We've been friendly this entire discussion and we remain that way. But I will also say that you are in defense of a very, very divisive, diabolical, and dastardly organization, which is the Trump administration. You are in direct defense. You are blocking the bullets and even fueling the tank, if I may say. And that is your decision.
China has 2 million Mongolians in forced labor camps. No one cares about all
I'm
the stuff. It's all about
China,
Trump's
sir.
This Nazi.
I'm not
and
in
he's doing
China,
all this stuff.
Sir.
I just don't see it.
I'm not in China, sir. Ripping babies away from their mothers and fathers at the borders are the same things that the Nazis did to the Jews.
No, they killed the Jews.
Hey, man, they're killing these people as well. Whether they do it on site or whether they do it over a period of time. They're killing.
They release 90% of the people in a week.
Hey, in 25 years, bro, in 25 years, I say this to you, I say this to Candace Owens, I say this to anybody else who stand on the side that y'all stand on. In 25 years, we are going to look back on society and we're going to see where everybody stood. In the time.
Sure,
of
I'm
now.
Glad where I stand because I know what I'm doing.
In the time of now.
No borders, no walls, no USA
some of y'all
at all.
Gonna be on the wrong side of history.
Oh, I'm on the right
some
side.
Some of y'all going to be on the wrong side of history.
The UN is saying we have no right. That. Hold on. Do we have any right to have a border at all? Or anybody wants to come here, just comes in, everything's free.
Well, if only there were a piece of paper with words on it that we could refer back to that could instruct us on how to behave. The Constitution. Oh, we have that. What does it say?
It says that people have to come here and they have to go through the immigration naturalization process and follow the laws. I mean, Latin America's lawless killing zone now. It's a giant death pit with crime way higher than ours. We're just saying, don't even check who comes through.
Hey,
then why do we get checked at the airport when we fly around?
Okay.
Or why did I go through the security when I got here?
But check this out.
I mean, it's just wide open, no doors.
How about this, though, right? There's a Muslim ban, right?
No. Seven countries that don't have working airports or passports.
There's a Muslim ban.
That send terrorists here.
There's a Muslim ban, is there not? There's presently a Muslim ban.
There's a ban in Saudi Arabia on Christians.
I didn't ask you that.
But, oh, that's okay.
I didn't ask you that.
Saudi Arabia doesn't take one Palestinian.
I didn't ask you that.
Yep.
There's a present Muslim ban, is there not?
No, but it's a ban on seven countries.
There's a ban on seven countries that happen to be Muslim countries.
No.
Is there not?
Sudan and Somalia and places still have slavery as legal.
I didn't.
And they have no working passports.
Please just answer the question.
You've got a card to get in your nice condo.
I have a
question. What the hell?
Wait,
are you going to say, okay, then you live behind a gate? How about you let some migrants into your house?
I got locked up trying to get into my gated community one day, so you can't tell me shit about that.
I
understand that. What I'm trying to
tell you is, how many migrants are
you
going to take in?
There are Muslim
no borders, no walls.
That are not being granted access
to
America. Is that not the case,
sir? You need to take 20 people into your house.
Is that not the case?
Are you going to take 20 people into your house?
Are you going to answer the question?
There are laws that you've got to, you can show
are
up.
Are you not going to answer the question?
What's the question?
Is there not a Muslim ban?
No, it's a ban on seven countries.
Seven Muslim countries, correct?
Yes, there are seven Islamic state-run the official policy says destroy the U.S.
All right, cool. Now, has the U.S. not been more affected and destructed by homegrown terrorism than they have by those Muslim countries?
9/11 killed 3,000 people. McVeigh, if you believe it,
killed
100.
Now, wait a minute. Now, who killed? Now, who orchestrated 9/11?
If you actually get into it, the globalist working on a larger plan.
It wasn't those Islamic countries.
Actually, the West, some of the terrorists came from there. The West is actually on purpose trying to...
Listen.
Yep.
We have actually kind of like reached our limit.
Hey, man, it was good.
But listen, I want to do it again.
Are you glad you did it?
Yeah. I want to do it again.
I want to invite you.
Because I want to be the one to reveal to the world that you are either a speaker of truth or full of shit. I want to be that person.
I love it. Hey, will you come stay at my house with me? Bring the family.
I ain't gonna stay. I visit. I ain't finna stay, though.
No, I'm gonna come eat dinner with me.
I come chill with you. We can eat dinner off ground.
No, whatever.
I mean, I come fuck with you. Yes, I come fuck with you. Yes, I will.
All right, good.
When I'm in Austin, I come fuck with you.
Absolutely, and we're going to have some fun.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be one for the record books, man.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for imparting your wisdom and
insight.
Band.
YouTube. Band.video.
Okay.
Infowars.com.
Yes, sir.
Newswars.com. Infowars. Tomorrow's News Today.
Yes, sir.
Longest podcast.
And thank you for taking the time to share your information. Guess what? And I'm going to see you again. We're going to continue this
discussion. Yes, sir.
Something tells me that we'll both have a mutual benefit for continuing this discussion.
Absolutely, man.
All right, man.
Good stuff.
Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Love you.
Thanks for listening to Expeditiously with me, T.I.P. Don't forget to subscribe at Apple Podcasts and Podcast One and rate and review, please.
Expeditiously is produced, engineered, and edited by KC Morris.